Happy Sabbath, brethren.
Happy Sabbath.
You know, before I start the message, I'd like to make a brief announcement about the outreach at the malls. Today, I submitted an application to South Coast Plaza, and it's for February 8th. We have to submit an application no longer than 30 days prior to the event. If we submit an application 31 days prior to the event, they reject it. So the next event will hopefully be February 8th. So God willing, please pray that South Coast Plaza accepts our application. Okay, brethren. No, I don't think so. Good health is a biblical principle, and this is found in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. A lot of the information in this message is taken from an article titled Keys to a Longer, Healthy Life, which appeared in the U.S. UCG booklet titled Making Life Work. And a lot of the information is taken from what God allowed me to learn on my journey to learning how to maintain the number of circulating cancer cells in my body to be in the normal range using nutrition and healthy living. My last two sermonettes have been about improving nutrition. Nutrition is the first important key to living a healthy and long life, but there are also three other important keys brought out in this article in the UCG booklet. So let's open this message by reviewing the three keys and look at the second key to a long, healthy life. Physical training is of some value. Paul said this in 1 Timothy 4:8 in the NIV. Now, the apostle wrote these words nearly 2,000 years ago, and his observance is backed by medical research and modern experience. A report in the Harvard Health Publishing dated September 27, 2024 says exercising regularly every day, if possible, is one of the single most important things we can do for our health. The article also says exercise is important for seniors because it gets our heart rate up. Notice I said our heart rate up. And working our body muscles benefits virtually every system in our body. And it improves our physical and mental health in many ways. Physical activity helps maintain a healthy blood pressure. It keeps harmful plaque from building up in your arteries. It reduces inflammation, and it improves blood sugar levels and strengthens bones. But now let's review some exercises for the senior population, because we have several population in our audience, which are both senior and non-seniors. Exercise need not be overly taxing to be beneficial. Even moderate physical activity, such as working in the yard, gardening, house cleaning, exercising with stretch bands, chair exercises, or walking promotes healthy and fitness. For older people and those suffering from very weak physical problems, even slow walking brings benefits. Now, for the younger population that's in the audience, healthy exercise comes in many forms. Brisk walking, running, cycling, swimming, and working out at health clubs or on exercise machines are all very popular. The Department of Health suggests aerobic activity for 30 minutes a day for 5 days and strength training for 2 days. So that's for the younger population. Now, when I start reading things about this, about the strenuous exercise that young people do, I sometimes get minor muscle cramps, which I have to be careful on what I read. Now let's move to the third key to a long, healthy life. Sufficient sleep is essential to good health. And I think all of us know a lot of these principles, but this is a good time to maybe refresh them. Laboratory experience with rats and dogs have demonstrated that animals will die if denied sleep for too long. Although we can endure short-term sleep loss with no serious side effects, extensive or prolonged lack of sleep brings physical, mental, and psychological difficulties. Now let's look at some principles to enhance getting sound, restful sleep. According to the article in the UCG booklet, Making Life Work, widespread lack of sufficient sleep is a relatively recent fact. The article goes on to mention some simple practices which can enhance our ability to get sound, restful sleep. Light physical exercise before bed helps reduce pent-up tension, bringing about natural fatigue that prepares the body for sleep. Now, the physical exercise I like to use to bring about natural fatigue are doing yoga and qi gong before bedtime, or when I wake up in the middle of the night and I want to get back to sleep. I never used to do it until just in the last couple years I started doing it because of my difficulty of sleeping. There are a lot of helpful videos on YouTube.com to help people learn some easy physical exercise to get better sleep. Another way to achieve better sleep is to stop eating 2 to 3 hours before bed. I used to eat right up to the minute I went to bed. Today, I don't do that anymore, because I found out that our body should not be digesting food while we sleep. According to the Sleep Foundation article dated July 16, 2025. Another way is to turn off all electronics at least 1 hour before bed, which is sometimes very difficult for me to do. However, you can wear inexpensive glasses from Amazon that block blue light. Blue light from our electronics is what keeps us awake and making it difficult to go to sleep. It is good to do this because the blue light from the screens and the content coming from our electronic devices can contribute to poor sleep, according to the Sleep Foundation and the Cleveland Clinic of Health. I wake up during the night, many times, almost every night. And so we have replaced the light bulbs in our home with blue light blocking light bulbs. And I have those in the bathroom, in the kitchen, in the hallway, and other areas where I might walk or do my yoga or qigong during the middle of the night. Another helpful habit includes keeping regular hours for going to bed and getting up. Reduction of caffeine and total abstinence from it in the latter part of the day. And according to the article, a warm bath before bedtime can also help induce sleep. The benefit of sleep is very important because it restores our bodies and minds to feel good and function effectively. Without it, we lose the ability to concentrate and make complex decisions. Now let's look at the fourth key to a long, healthy life. God created our bodies with a marvelous immune system that constantly fights against invasion from bacteria and viral agents, as well as against cancerous cells produced in our bodies. Stress and negative emotions seem to suppress this ability of the body's immune system to respond to these threats, making us more vulnerable to diseases. If negative emotions hinder the body's immunity, we can expect positive emotions to provide a boost. Some 3,000 years ago, God inspired this observation to be recorded in Proverbs. It says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." Proverbs 17:22. Proverbs 17:22 in the NIV. The truth of these words is borne out by many scientific studies. Here is some information from the Mayo Clinic article dated November 21, 2023. It's about positive emotions and attitudes. It says, positive emotions assist in the prevention of illness, and if one does become ill, they can help speed recovery. Positive thinking helps with stress management, and it can even improve people's health. Positive thinking means people approach unpleasant situations in a more positive and productive way. People always think the best, not the worst. If a person tends to be negative, a negative thinker, don't despair. They can learn positive thinking skills. Positive thinking starts with self-talk. Self-talk is the endless stream of unspoken thoughts that run through people's head. Brethren, it is very important that people practice overcoming negative self-talk with positive self-talk. Positive self-talk encourages positive thinking, and positive thinking strengthens our immune system. It reduces stress, and it is essential to good mental and physical well-being. Brethren, let's begin concluding this message by reviewing two takeaways. The first takeaway is this: it's very important to do all four keys to live a long and healthy life. The equation to a long, healthy life is good nutrition, exercise, good sleep, and positive thinking. That equals a long, healthy life. Now, I left out of the equation following God's principles and His laws because all of us know this. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. So, if this is a physical equation for physical practices, not spiritual practices. Now, think about it. What good is it if a person does not do all four of these keys and only do three of the four? So the question is this. What good is it to exercise, get good sleep, practice positive thinking, and then not eat healthy, nutritious food? And then there's the other side of it is, what good is it if a person eats nutritional food, gets good sleep, thinks positive, but doesn't exercise? If they do that, they don't get the success that they truly want. So it's best, brethren, and important to do all four of these practices to achieve a long and healthy life. Now let's look at the second takeaway. The second takeaway is this. Our bodies belong to God. That includes our Father and our Lord Jesus. So we want to live a healthy and long life so we can continue to be God's fellow workers, doing the work they have for each of us to do. It might be different work, but we all have a work based on our talents. And they want us to do that as long as possible. So living a healthy life allows us to live longer than living an unhealthy life. And remember, the healthier and longer we live, the more treasures we can accumulate in heaven. Now, brethren, let's all go do the right thing.